Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In the previous module, we said that it's a best practice for virtual machines that are in the same application tier to be added to the same cloud service. Now, this would allow them to communicate with each other and some other benefits. Now, while I'm not quite ready to talk about virtual networks just yet, I will demonstrate that two virtual machines can, in fact, communicate with each other when they're configured to live inside of the same cloud service. But as you'll see, it's not a very robust communication mechanism, but it is possible. So here we go. So we're going to start by creating a cloud service. We could just create a cloud service in the course of creating our first virtual machine, but this way we get to take control of the naming process. So we'll choose Custom Create. And I'm going to call this BobCS for cloud service. And I'm going to choose the East US region. And then hit complete. All right, so that is complete. The next order of business then is to start adding virtual machines to it. So let's create our first virtual machine from the gallery so we can take control of the creation process. We could just go quick create, I guess. Nah, we'll go from the gallery and we'll just choose the default. I'll give this the name Bob's CS VM 1 for virtual machine 1 to borrow and my password. And then I'll hit next. And here I'm going to choose the cloud service. So this is the critical step right here. I'm going to choose BobCS, which we created just 30 seconds ago. And I'm going to select the East US region. And I'll just go ahead and create a new storage account. And I'm not going to choose an availability set. And I'm good. Let's go hit complete. And I'll follow the same steps to create my second virtual machine. I'll choose all the same options. I will name it differently. We'll call this BobCS VM 2. And I'll use my typical username and password. Now the usernames, I don't have to use the same usernames, but it'll come in handy whenever we try to have these two talk to each other because they're going to need permissions on each other's computers, and it'll automatically be set up if they both have the same username. All right, cloud service, make sure that it's BobCS, and then I want to choose the East US region. Click next, and then complete. Okay, so it seems like the first one is done. Let's go ahead and connect to it. I'll save the RDP file down to my downloads directory. And in Windows Explorer, I'll try to find that file. There it is. And I'm just going to drag it out to my desktop. Now I'm going to right click and select edit, and I'll make changes to the remote desktop connection dialog, adding my username, changing the display size, all the usual steps that I take, and I'll save those changes and I'll go ahead and connect. Yes. All right, so it's going to set up the desktop. It'll take a second. Meanwhile, let's come back over here, and it looks like the second virtual machine has finished, so we will go ahead and click connect, grab the RDP file, open up Windows Explorer, drag that RDP file to the desktop, if I can find it here. All right, I just needed to refresh it, and I'm going to drag it to the desktop now. I'm going to edit that one just like I did the previous connection. And I'll connect to it. And it's setting up the user for that virtual machine now. Let's go back to machine number one. I'll go ahead and say no, we don't want to search for other computers on this network. We don't really need that. Click no. And now let's open up Windows Explorer. Click no on that, on the other VM. Back in the first VM, I'm going to create a new share folder called Bob's Share 1. I'm going to right click it and select share with specific people. Let's select to borrow, make sure it has read write privileges. And then click the share button. I'm going to select no. All right, there we go. So it looks like that one is shared out. Now let's go to the virtual machine number two. Do the same thing. We're going to call this Bob Share 2. And I'm going to right click it and say share with specific people. Obviously want to select to borrow and select share. I'll select no, and there we have it. That folder shared out. Inside of that folder, I'm going to go ahead and create a text file so we just have something in there, and I'll name it from two, and I'll just say this is from two. And I'll save that file. So now we have at least have a file there. Now I'm going to go back into number one. I'll create a new text file inside of BobShare 1 called from one. And I'll put that same text in there. This is from one. And save it. Okay, so now on BobShare 1, I should be able to navigate to Bob's CSVM 2/BobShare 2, and I can see the from 2 text file. Very cool. And I can open it up, and it has the contents of that file. Let's try the same thing over here. And we'll go up to the location bar and type in whack whack Bob's CSVM1/BobShare1, and I must have spelled it wrong. What did I do here? Oh yeah, I missed an S. All right. Okay, and we can see the file from one. Awesome. And we can open it up, and it has the contents from one. Very cool. Okay, so we were able to allow two virtual machines to talk to each other on the same cloud service. They didn't need a private network. They didn't need to be networked in any other way. They're networked by virtue of the fact that they sit in the same cloud service. Very cool. All right, so let's pick it up in the next module. We'll see you there. Thank you.